Welcome back to Inside the County Board, broadcast at 9 p.m. the first Sunday of every month on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Harold Mester with you tonight, joined in the studio by County Supervisor Jerry Broderick and two individuals from the Charles Alice Villa Terrace Art Museums. Maria Costello is the Executive Director and Gary Berstatti is the Board Chairman for both museums. Thanks to all of you for coming on tonight.
Good to be here.
Supervisor Broderick, we'll start with you, and let's talk about give a brief overview of both museums and the government structure and how these museums fit into Milwaukee County.
Right. Well, the governance structure is under the War Memorial Corporation, and organizationally that includes the Milwaukee Art Museum. Currently the director, of course, is Dan Keegan. The Marcus Center, Paul Matthews, the Charles Alice Villa Terrace, and the War Memorial Corporation itself, the War Memorial building that we all know as the Saarinen Building or the original Art Museum in Milwaukee. It's an interesting organizational structure that's understandable when you look back at its inception. But perhaps many are beginning to feel has kind of outgrown its capacity. To have the Art Museum and the other institutions I mentioned answering to the War Memorial Board is a bit questionable, I guess, in the minds of many here locally. So I think we're going to be seeing some realignment of those things occurring over the next couple of years.
Maria Costello is director of both museums. You came on board a few years ago. Have you seen, just kind of going off of what Supervisor Broderick had mentioned, how the museums do fit into the arts community in Milwaukee and some things you may have been able to accomplish thus far?
Well, absolutely. It will be 3 years in November when I came on board. And the year 2008 was a pretty turbulent year for both museums. There had been a couple of changes in management staff and really no sense of direction. And it was clear to me and to the new staff, because almost everybody was new in early 2009, that we needed to focus on some directions. And I think part of the issue has been previously that there really wasn't a whole lot of notoriety for the museums. People, of course, are well aware that the Villa Terrace has the beautiful gardens that go down to Lincoln Memorial Drive. But the Charles Alice, I think, was left in the dark quite a bit. So we've really changed things and stepped things up. We're doing a lot of programming that what we're trying to do is reach out to a variety of communities, people who haven't experienced art or who are intimidated by coming into a museum. And both of these museums are house museums, so they're smaller than going into a conventional museum. And I think sometimes that might even be more intimidating because you're concerned about who might be close by to you if you're trying to figure out a piece of art. We've been looking at underserved communities for doing programming. So in the last 18 months or so, we've started some new programs to reach out to those communities to bring young people in. We have an Emerging Girls program, which really works with at-risk girls from 11 to 17. And we're hoping that if we can catch them early enough, that they'll have an interest in the arts. We have a Families in Transition program, which really works with homeless families through the Salvation Army, because we don't want those folks to feel as though they're left behind or not part of the community, and it's important for them to come into the buildings also. And then we have a vets program, and we deal with homeless vets through the VA. They're all suffering from post-traumatic stress, and what we do is we offer art programs that they can express their feelings through the art projects. So in addition to those types of programming, we've opened up the doors to an awful lot of different people in the community. We had an ice cream social at the Charles Alice earlier this summer, which celebrated the 100th anniversary of the building itself. We had over 300 people attend that, 28 new memberships out of that. And these are folks who normally don't come into the museums, and they're discovering that there are an awful lot of things to see and do at the museum besides just coming in and looking at the artwork. So that's really where we're headed with this.
Well, that's excellent. You should be commended for the outreach efforts in the community. I think a lot of people appreciate that. Gary Bastatti, board chairman, we did touch a little bit on how these museums operate and the role that they perform. Can you talk a little bit more from the perspective of the board of the museums?
Sure.
And we mentioned this before, but the role of the museums, and they are smaller museums, as Maria had mentioned, but they're also, it creates an interesting, unique experience for the visitor as well.
It does indeed. And just to follow up on something Maria said, from the board's point of view, I think it's imperative that we reach out in new ways to new audiences. the types of individuals and the groups that Maria talked about, it is probably too strong to say that museums like ours, as we move toward the future, need to reinvent ourselves. But it's not too strong to emphasize how important it is to reach out to a variety of audiences. And right now, the museums offer programming for all ages, from the very young to the very old, and, as you can tell from Maria's comments, all income levels. This is extremely important. I think museums are not going to reach their potential moving into the future unless they look for ways to reach out to the communities that they serve.
There are some special exhibits here, and the website address for, is there a website for both museums that people can go to?
Well, there are actually two separate websites. Okay. The easiest thing to do is just Google Charles Alice or Villa Terrace, and it'll pop up right at the top, because each museum has independently has its own website. So just Google one or the other, and you can access both museums from either website.
Okay, great. And, you know, for anyone that, that may want it, VillaTerraceMuseum.org and CharlesAllis.org. Both museums are in your district, Supervisor Broderick.
They certainly are.
Isn't that handy?
And I'm proud to say that. You know, everyone, I think, is aware of the stress, fiscal stress that the county is under currently. And it's not just these institutions, but all cultural institutions in Milwaukee that are, have been dependent upon county funding are now having to institute efforts to really reach out and find other and independent sources of funding to continue the kinds of programs that both Gary and Maria have talked about.
And I know during the budget deliberations last year that that was one of the themes, that you know we're going to do everything we can to continue the funding levels, but you also need to explore other opportunities. I imagine that battle is going to be even more difficult this time around.
I don't think any of us who serve on the county board are looking forward to the month of October and the upcoming need to sort out and prioritize this county's needs and fund them. Very, very difficult times. Can't be understated, really.
The board certainly recognizes its fiduciary responsibility in this regard, too, and is attempting to ensure a stream of income through the development, for instance, of an endowment fund, which we refer to as a legacy fund. And gifts to the endowment fund provide income on a continuing basis to the museums to help support the activities and the facilities.
Okay, well, we do have a few minutes left here, and if there are some upcoming events that you would like to mention for folks if they want to go to and help support either museum, this will be a great time to talk about
that. Well, absolutely. Next month in October, we have two big events. We have the Fall Festival, which will be held at the Charles Alice, and that is going to be on Saturday, I believe it's the 9th of October. You can go to our website and get all this information. And there are going to be all sorts of wonderful things going on that day. We have 22 artists who will be displaying their works and priced for everybody in every income bracket to be able to buy. We have Maters. They'll be serving a dinner there for $5, so you can't beat that. I think they're doing things like Apple Bobs and all that fun stuff. So it's really a family event. And then on Saturday, the 29th of October, we have Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. This will be the third year we've done this at the Villa Terrace. It's a Halloween event for families. And this year, the theme is A Killer Night. I'm told it's an interactive Halloween evening. I don't know what that means exactly, but the staff's kind of keeping it secret from me. I'm afraid I might find myself out on the terrace with a knife in my back or something. I'm not quite sure. But you can always go to either website. We do put out we put out what we call the mini. It's a little mini calendar, and it comes out six times a year. And if you're a member, you get that automatically. So we encourage you to become a member because membership is very, very reasonable. Rates anywhere from $25 to $60 a year, $60 being the most expensive for a family membership. And generally when we have events such as the two I just talked about, we offer a discount on membership for the first year because we really want you to become part of the museum family.
And I've been to both museums this year and was very impressed. And you know, I wonder, you know, there's probably some people that go to both museums just to learn the history of the building and find out more about who lived there. And I think the atmosphere has a lot of character, and they're interesting museums to go to. And the exhibits I thought were very good. The name escapes me, but at the Villa Terrace, there's one with the wrought iron that...
Kalnick.
Yeah, that one particularly touched me. I think I talked to you about that, Supervisor.
Well, for those folks who have not availed themselves of the opportunity to see both of these facilities, they should understand that they're really missing something. Put it on your calendar, folks.
Even if you have been to one or both of the museums in the past... Take another look at us. Hop on the websites. Take a look at the programming. Some very exciting things are happening at both museums these days.
And I do have to say that starting in the middle of November, we are dressed for the holidays. And that, to me, is one of the prettiest times, especially at the Alice. It's way over the top Victorian decorated. And they start decorating the week of November 14th at both museums, and they'll be gorgeous. So that's a wonderful time to come and visit.
Excellent. Well, for more information, the phone numbers here for the Charles Alice are 414-278-8295. Villa Terrace is 271-3656, or you could look up the website addresses. Well, thanks to all three of you for being on the program. This has been great.
Thank you for having us.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more of Inside the County Board after this on News Talk 1130 WISN.